Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody. This is your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, and today I am just joined by Ven. Ven, how are you? It's been a couple of weeks now since we have had an Overdunk episode. Sure. How have you been?
Basically, like, right after the last episode, I got so sick I had to be in bed for a couple of days. That was fun. But, you know, I'm recovered now. Started the new job. It's a good time. It's a good time.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're back on your feet. I'm also going to need you to sign some documentation saying that Overdunk did not get you sick. Just covering all our bases. We can't really handle a lawsuit right now. Don't worry, we'll get that covered. But I'm glad to hear you are feeling better despite our incoming lawsuit. I've had a pretty solid week too. This has been an interesting week in Unite. Obviously, we're kind of in that downtime. It's World Championships around the corner, but we're also like a few weeks out still. Teams are still trying to practice locally, and then of course they're going to be traveling soon, so it's kind of in that weird in-between time. However, we got something to kind of fill that void, and that of course is a huge patch that just happened. I think it's huge. I don't know. That's kind of still out for debate. I've seen mixed reviews of it on Twitter. I've seen some people saying, wow, this changed a lot, or this game feels exactly the same. I don't know. I'm curious on your thoughts on it, Ven. I mean, I know you've seen at least the patch and everything. I don't know how much you've gotten a chance to play it with the new job and everything, but how have you felt this patch kind of shook things up?
I think it's a pretty interesting patch overall. Obviously, you know, like there's a couple of the changes that are like hard to fully parse the full impacts of. Like this huge Zero Aura change is a pretty big deal.
Yes.
And like the impacts of this are still like yet to be fully felt, I think. I'm a huge fan of them gutting that stupid black dog.
Yes. Yes. Umbreon being hurt this hard has been great. If we're just gonna jump into the patch, let's just pull it up on screen. So I will bring it up on screen. We are looking at patch 1.11.1.2. I know this is standard for video games. I wish they'd come up with fun names for all their patches instead of just a bunch of numbers. Can you imagine?
It's like, true. It's just like Starbound used to do that. Like,
yeah.
Hatted Penguin or like Crazy Giraffe or something. I remember.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Just fun titles. This is the Omega patch. This is, you know, Zephyr patch.
Yeah.
Just some crazy stuff. But all right, let's get into it. So we're looking at the Unite DB patch notes for everyone who is listening in podcast world. The best website to go to for all of your patch information, any Pokemon stats, or if you are, this is also just a random shout out that might be a little niche to our podcast listeners, but maybe not considering who listens to this show. If you are a caster or like attempting to be a caster in Pokemon Unite, your best friend during a broadcast, especially if it's remote, is unite-db.com to pull up all of the move names while you are doing your broadcast, or just looking up like little stat intricacies of how the moves work and everything. This website is amazing for that. They got all the Pokemon laid out. I'm not getting paid for this, but I absolutely should be. So Unite-db, make sure you get my check in the mail. That'll be fantastic. But Ven, I know you've worked extensively with them before in the past. So,
I'm like technically a co-owner, I think. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That's a fun spot to be in. Then I'll be expecting my paycheck from you specifically. All right.
Oh boy.
Let's get into this patch.
But like
though.
Real quick.
Oh yeah.
Real quick though, like huge shout out to specifically Evocron, and Pink XX Kiss, because those two were the ones that were pushing this specific patch a lot and a lot of our new contributors. It was a super awkward time because like I was technically there, but my emulator broke. My totally legitimate mobile device broke.
I couldn't
help at all. But like, you know, huge shout out to them for picking up the slack.
Oh, a lawsuit for Pokemon as well. We're dying out here on this episode. It's tough. But yeah, no, seriously, thank you for all the contributors. They got some really good notes in. Mm-hmm. But let's jump into the patch. The first Pokemon in the Unite DB patch notes to be talked about is Inteleon. So the newest Pokemon that has been added to the game got a huge Fel Stinger buff. And I seriously... being huge. I was seeing a few streamers playing around with this move already. At the very least, and I mean at bare minimum, this Pokemon got so much more fun. with this buff. Felstinger, of course, if you're unfamiliar with Inteleon, is the maneuver that it basically Spider-Mans to a nearby wall, and it leaps over to it. Now the range got increased from 7 meters to 10 meters, whatever that means in a video game world. I guess it's longer now. And the crit token that you gain now increases from 1 to 2, which is definitely the bigger number here. You basically always have crit tokens. Like, legitimately all the time.
If you're only using it on walls, you're looking at a 3.5 second cooldown for 2 tokens, and if you hold still for like a very short amount of time, because it almost instantly cambos you, you're looking at like, well, not like almost instantly, but like it's pretty fast to cambo you. You're looking at like getting tokens like insanely fast. Like,
yeah, it's like 0.7 when you hit level 11, like, it's only crazy.
3 seconds.
Yeah, Felstinger Plus is ridiculous. So you're basically, I mean, literally, you use all 3 autos to get those crits out. You Felstinger, you keep doing it. Like, it is a really crazy play pattern where you're just consistently always getting critical hits, which, in my opinion, kind of feels like they're hitting the design of this character a little bit better. Yeah, it's still extremely strong, and I think the impact of Inteleon, especially in the competitive metagame, is, well, kind of uncharted waters at the moment. However, I think some people have been doing a pretty good reading of the room, and I think this Pokemon is going to be impactful, especially with Worlds coming up. I think this Pokemon will be finding its way into a lot of teams' drafts.
I'm not expecting it to be like, I'm not expecting it to be like, you know, like ban on red every single time, I'm expecting it to be like a pretty common, like 1-2 or 2-3 for a lot of teams.
Absolutely. I think it'll be really cool. It's one of those very interesting additions to a game where I do think this is a pretty high skill cap Pokemon, and we don't have that much time with it. So it is going to be like the best players are going to be the ones that can learn and adapt and like really lock down a good Inteleon strategy. It's going to be one of those things where I think we might see a couple of amazing Inteleons in day one, and then all of a sudden players that didn't touch the Pokemon in day one are going to show amazing Inteleon in day two because they saw all those play habits of great players on the other teams and are picking it up and playing it in day two. I think that's kind of what we're going to be seeing. But either way, even if Felstinger is not the maneuver and where people are sticking to Acrobatics Liquidation, this Pokemon definitely feels like it's been strong, a great release. I don't know. I personally think it's been so much fun. Ven, are you a little more hesitant? Do you think this thing is like Giga Broken, or is it just like a really solid Pokemon right now?
I think calling it Giga Broken would definitely be a bit of a stretch for sure. I think it's definitely just like a really, really great, solid pick.
Yeah, A tier. Like, they got one of the most clean A tiers I think we have in the game. Yeah, it's like just unfair enough, I think, to be like good, which I think is a good spot to be. Yeah.
Apologies for Iron Alsatian.
No, oh. Do not put a sword in that dog's mouth. It is over for you as soon as you do. It's okay. I don't think it's even coming up on audio. All right. Umbreon is the next Pokemon that has been adjusted. Ring the bells. The witch is dead. The evil witch is dead. I don't know. There is a lot of rejoicing in the streets, I think, after all of these nerfs. But there's quite a few that have been listed here. I'm just going to kind of go through what they are, not exactly go into super detail. If you want to, again, unite-db.com/patchnotes. Give me where you can find it. But Umbreon's boosted auto attack has been nerfed. Their foul play has also been nerfed, and Snarl also nerfed. So really, the oppressive toolkit that Umbreon had, all of those receiving a bit of a nerf. Wish is getting a buff. So kind of the honest, more support play focus part of the Pokemon is getting a bit of an increase. So a 1 second cooldown increase or decrease rather is a really cool buff for this Pokemon. I don't know. Umbreon seems fair now. Am I overstepping then? Do you think that this Pokemon is?
I think it's fair? Definitely. Yeah, I think like, I don't think it's, I don't know. Like, I think it like will still feel a little unfair.
Okay.
Like, especially like me looking competitive play. They did actually fix one of the sets of bugs, the mean look bugs.
So let's go! Cool. Oh, that's awesome. I'm actually really excited about that, mostly because I just really like mean look. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
This wish boss, if it's spooky, wish is like Pollen Puff Plus at level 4 or level 6. It's a little,
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about this. So, if you're a big Unite Mics fan, you were here last night watching Dupesnax, and I were joined by Fifi and Pixel, and we were reviewing the Japan region, who had Umbreon allowed for their regional final tournament. And in the grand finals, it was a really interesting thing where the very powerful ladder pick, according to those teams, was Umbreon Lapras. And Secret Ship was actually willingly giving that composition to their enemy team because they believed they had the counter for it. And it worked out extremely well for them. They kind of picked Sylveon and outpaced the Umbreon the whole game. It was pretty cool. It was a good strategy. Do we think Umbreon, Lapras, and Slowbro are all in that same tier of defender? Like, do we think they all kind of reside in sort of equal ground and are given that same amount of draft priority now? Then, do you think that's true, or do you think maybe one of those Pokemon are falling a little out of favor in that spot?
I think Slowbro is definitely the best of those three.
Okay.
Like, I think that's... I don't know. Like, the other two don't have the same power Slowbro does to just completely negate any sort of counterplay to it whatsoever.
Uh-huh. That's fun. It's a good ability that it has.
It's a good button.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lapras kind of wants farm nowadays due to its damage nerfs.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, it doesn't have a lot of CC presence in a lot of cases. I kind of feel like Lapras Defender is a little sus sometimes.
Right, you're running the ice like build then, right? You're running beam and beam and perish.
Yeah, I mean, you run that in both of them, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that build is kind of emerged the better one.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I think definitely like Slowbro is still the number one. Umbreon, it would require a bit of playing around with. It's probably not like you have to ban it on red every single time now, but I'm not sure where it'll end up.
Okay, interesting.
That wish buff does look a little disgusting.
Okay, so you're hesitant. You're hesitant to call it, but maybe. So you're in your tier list ordered would be Slowbro, then Lapras, then Umbreon.
I'd say Slowbro and then
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Like,
Umbreon's probably second.
Okay.
Probably.
Interesting. Okay, well, I mean, I'm excited to see some of the both of them in tournament play. Well, I think I'm excited. I'm going to see a lot of them in tournament play, so I guess I'll get excited for it. No worries. All right, let's talk about the next one. Chandelure just receiving maybe a bit of a slap on the wrist. Overheat, definitely the strongest move for this Pokemon. I've been playing, okay, full disclosure, I've been playing a lot of Chandelure on ladder. I have loved this Pokemon this season. I don't know of a better evolution from 4 to 5 in the game than Litwick to Lampent and getting the move Overheat. Like, it is wild.
It's pretty gross.
The difference from, like, playing as Litwick and shooting Ember maybe twice if you can aim it well to Overheat that just decimates anybody who dives you. Like, it is crazy. But anyway, Overheat getting a bit of a nerf, cooldown increasing by 1.5 seconds, which is extremely big in my opinion. And then Imprison also getting a 2-second nerf, which is very, very big. So Chandelure is definitely getting put in its own prison.
That's even bigger than it might look on paper, right?
Really?
Because late game, the cooldown of Imprison was 6 seconds because you have 25% CDR at level 13, right?
Right.
And it lasts 4 seconds. So you had 2 seconds of downtime where you didn't have this obnoxious silence field on the field. Now it's 3.5 seconds of downtime.
Mm.
That's actually like... You know, that's a lot.
I mean, that's a baitable cooldown now, right? Like, you can call out Imprison's gone, and you can call it Imprison's gone, and your jungler can dive. Like, wow, amazing. Yeah. We have that option. Also, Wonder Chef saying that maybe Gardevoir would be that, like, Ralts to Corellia level. I think I would still value Lampent more than I would Corellia. I think
basically
it was that good.
It's a 25% increase in the cooldown for a 75% increase in downtime. Like, that's how nasty it is.
That is crazy. Wow. Okay. So, with the overheat change, I know a lot of people have been messing around with Flamethrower on Chandelure. Definitely fun. It feels very, like, Delphox style of play. With that point, like, where you're all just, like, as long as you hit your skill shots, you're just getting constant cooldown resets. And that's a fun way to play this Pokemon, too. Listen, I will... I will sing this Pokemon's praises from the rooftops, okay? I really like this Pokemon, and I think its movesets are interesting. I'm wondering, though, if this imprison change will definitely, like, push it out of, like, competitive, like, it was getting, like, first or second picks in Korea and Japan, right? So I'm wondering if it's going to start falling down that ladder a little
bit. I think it was probably underpicked the NAIC, I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, completely agree.
I'm a little skeptical of flamethrower still, just because unlike Delphox, if you're in melee range of it, it can't flamethrower you,
right?
Like, which it just does not have the option
to. Such a weird spot to be in that Pokemon. It's so awkward.
Like, so I don't know, like, if you're like, it kind of puts you in the situation where, like, if you're getting dived and you're on overheat, like, you can imprison them and still kind of kill them, but I don't know what you're supposed to do on flamethrower.
No, you're right, because overheat, you could just target, like, basically at your feet. You kind of martyred him while you run away, and it works out. I think Chandelure is definitely going to have to be a tested endeavor. And, well, don't worry, folks. Yeah. I got you. I'm bringing it into ladder. Let's talk about this next Pokemon, because this is the big, big change. So, the tank changes are pretty big, too. But this is, like, one of the biggest changes, I think, on paper. Zeraora is now a real Pokemon. All of its moves are now learned a level earlier, which is, by the way, folks, putting it back into parity with everything else. Now, you're learning your first move at level 5 instead of level 6. You get your Unite move at 13, not 14. All the moves getting toned down a little bit. Now, Wild Charge got a bit of a nerf. However, I don't think Discharge did, right? Just Wild Charge is the only one to get the nerf. Yeah, it looks like
Discharge got a buff, actually. Well,
really? Okay.
Yeah, look, see, it's got the cooldown decrease.
Oh, fun. Okay, well, there you go. Yeah, that'll be really interesting. Anyway, Zeraora, some big changes across the board. A lot of people, like, kind of had this as one of their pocket picks. Like, this Pokemon, it just needs a little bit to be good. I know Spraggles was definitely a big proponent of, like, this Pokemon is good as long as, like, a couple things get changed. Well, this might be the keys to doing so. Ven, what are you thinking on this? Is Zeraora, like, all of a sudden a meta pick? Like, is it a top of the speedster tier list? Can it be better than Zoroark?
I don't think Zoroark's the top of the speedster tier list anymore. Spoiler alert, we'll get to that. It's definitely strong. Like, it is definitely a strong pick, and I'm not gonna underestimate it, but I'm also, like, you know, is one level difference going to move this thing from, like, D tier to, like, the top of the meta? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Okay. We'll have to see how it ends up. Like, this is, out of every change on the list, this is the one I had the most apprehensive to comment on, because it is such a, like, drastic shift in perspective.
Yeah. It's almost it's a rework without being a rework. Right? This is a huge change. And we've seen changes like this be very, very impactful in the past. I mean, Gardevoir is...
Azumarill.
Azumarill. Gardevoir is a clear example, too, which was, albeit, a slightly different change. But still, these earlier, like, toning down by an entire level is a big deal in this game. Like, this is a very short game, 10 minutes, and the time you spend in one level in this game is a considerable percentage of your match. So this is these are big, big changes, which
especially
I guess,
5 to 6, especially.
Oh yeah. That's happy hour, baby.
You are almost always having, like, Discharge for mid bees now. And that's disgusting. Like, I don't know. It's definitely scary. Like, it's a scary change for sure.
Okay.
I also, like, I saw some whinging about the, like Wild Charge getting nerfed. Trust me, this is a good thing.
Yeah, I saw
level 7 Wild Charge would have been a little toxic.
I saw you post about it on Twitter, and you were just saying that, like, it's just an unfun move to play against. I completely agree. Like, it's just an awkward move.
There's so little counterplay for new players, and, like, I don't know. Like, it's so...
Yeah, we don't need new players. We already have new players complaining about Gengar somehow. We don't need new players finding ways to complain about Zeraora, okay? There are bigger things you could be complaining about. Also, Red Panda's Baron chat was saying, I'll note past changes to level people have been apprehensive of, but end up being really impactful. Yeah. Mamoswine as well. Yeah, Mamoswine definitely had its time in the sun for a little bit there. So, yeah, another option. Okay, well, I guess we can't really go too much in depth. However, there is one note that I see passed around a lot, and that is, Ven, is Sweet Kiss Comfey Zeraora Cope, or is it Hope?
Cope.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Let's move on. Is that because Comfey is terrible, or because that combo is, like, too much to try to make work?
It's too meme, man. Like, okay. I don't know. Yeah. Like... You just get, like, stunned on your engage. It's not that hard to, like, it gets, like, full healed half the time. Like, I don't know. Not like, it'll, like, do good things occasionally. It'll have its pop-off moments, and then people go, like, like, non-believers. But, like, on average, it's going to be, like, super gimmicky. If it ever gets picked into it, like, if you're playing it on ladder, like, if you play into Slowbro, it's like, all right, well, you're useless.
Sheninja like, doll in full heal exist. Listen, Evocron. That's too much logic involved in that argument, okay?
It's too much of a gimmick.
I'm all belief in the sweetest Comfey.
Also, okay. Like, you have no sustain at that point. Like, are you picking Comfey? Like, you have to, like, exactly have, like, Comfey Blissey or something? Like,
Yeah, it's too much. Too much. All right, let's move on to the next Pokemon that received changes. Now, I believe this is who you were alluding to as best speedster in the game. Am I right?
It's either this one or Dodrio.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's talk about this one then. Leafeon! Leafeon got a Leaf Blade nerf, a 1 second cooldown nerf. It definitely seems to be that has been their main balancing tool this patch. They've been throwing around a lot of cooldown changes, which... That's really cool. That's one of my favorite kind of what's the word for it? Just stats or qualities.
Leaf Blade's
to change.
A little gutted. Like that is a very gutted move. 20% is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, cooldown. It's lost a ton of damage. The inner ring and outer ring losing a lot of that attack damage. The base really getting hit by that. However, the Shining Light is Solar Blade here. Okay, Solar Blade. The more fun move, I think we can all agree. You create a giant sword out of your head, and then you strike the ground. That's just good, honest fun, okay? That needs to be in the game. Now, it has gotten an attack damage increase. Base has been
fun
increased.
Fact.
The ratio's been increased. Yeah, what's up?
This changes the... this changes the answer to the water gun question.
Really? Solar Blade now outsecures water gun. Okay. I love that benchmark, by the way. That is going to be our new overdunk benchmark. Is can it outsecure water gun? I love it. Okay, good. All right, so Solar Blade being buffed to 200% of attack value, 12 to 14 per level. You see the base right there. Very, very interesting. I mean, Solar Blade's pretty sick right now, Ven. Have you seen this at all in scrims? Is this move nuts?
I haven't been in any scrims since. There was, like, they played one earlier, but I wasn't there because I was at work. Okay. We have scrims in, like, half an hour, though.
Gotcha. All right, well, so. I look forward to seeing if Solar Blade has the impact I think it will or not. I don't know. It looks strong. Hey, again, it's just one of those changes. It's the more fun move, so I like that it's better. That's a lot of fun. Aerial Ace, also getting a buff. How about this one? Is Aerial Ace viable now, or are you just basically picking the other move every time?
I think it's, like, it's definitely an interesting change for sure, especially because of how bad Leaf Blade got nerfed. It's really, I don't know, like, it felt really, really bad before. It's got potential now, for sure.
Yeah, it seems techable.
It needs to be,
now.
Yeah, it's like, maybe. Okay. It's a big maybe.
All right. We have a few question marks in this patch. That's definitely true. Which, I will say, is a very exciting time to be playing the game. That's really cool. Okay, Lucario, got a few changes. I mean, this Pokemon's been vacant for... And honestly, it just felt like it got kind of power crept across the board, but extreme speed getting a bit of a buff now into that 200% of the attack range at 208. Close combat also getting a buff, a cooldown by a 1.5 seconds. So pretty strong cooldown change to close combat. And then of course it's unite move. You're going to be shooting it a little faster and you just get it quicker, right? Is that also right? Why does this say Eos energy requirement?
That's like the cooldown, basically.
Okay.
They call the, like, thing for the Unite moves Eos energy. I don't know why they call two different things Eos energy, but they do.
Okay. Cool. Okay, awesome. Evo's saying energy amp Lucario is dummy twisted stupid. Okay.
Yes.
I like that.
It's not really dodgeable. Like, if you get boosted auto ulted, you're gonna eat like most of it unless you have flash. It's kind of dumb.
Sea Dog's ready to be broken again. TTV fans absolutely winning with this patch. Let's go. Okay, cool. Lucario, I mean, extreme speed being buffed, does this finally make extreme speed good again? I love this move.
This buff puts it still below its original number.
Bring it back. Give me a Lucario back.
And it's original. Like, I don't think original Lucario would even be good in the current meta.
Yeah, I just don't think it would be. I mean, he tries to extreme speed, and then an Urshifu just rapid strike pass and gets a boosted auto every time they land it. You're like, well, okay, hold on. What's happening here? All right, well, Lucario, its Unite move is the thing. Let's see if that is enough to carry it into...
If you get pupped into ulted, you die if you're anything short of like Garchomp on the squishy scale. It's a little silly.
The Exodia is here. Let's go. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take a Lucario Exodia maneuver. That sounds like a lot of fun. Zoroark, just getting a pretty heavy-handed change. The attack stat just across the board, increasing and getting a decrease. This feels warranted to me. This Pokemon was so strong. I mean, Zoroark was just defining metagames across the world.
Yeah.
This is a change. I think it should be somewhat impactful.
It's a lot. Like, it's 21 attack at level 5. That's like a whole, like, 2 attack weight stacks, you know? Like, attack weight's 12, right?
Yes, I believe that's so. Stupid. So, I mean, you're way smarter than me, so I'll get you to look it up, but I believe it is.
It's like almost 2 attack weight stacks level 5, like let alone like later in the game where it's 40 attack. Like your jungle clear is slower, so you get delayed not as fast.
Oh, the clear. I didn't even think about that. That is going to be impactful. Interesting.
Like everything about this makes the character worse in a way that assassins ride really, really thin lines. Like, just keep that in mind, right? So like this kind of change, even though it's like on paper only like, you know, like 2 attack weight stacks or whatever, that can be the line between one comboing someone and not one comboing someone. That could be a line between getting the lane like a second and a half later. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Leafeon gets there fucking level 4. Like,
yeah.
Solar Blades your camps. Like, I don't know. Like, I think like Zoroark's definitely not going to be the first pick monster it was.
Okay. Well, hey, that's an impactful change. So another balance patch yields some results here. Okay, Duraludon. Okay.
I think they nerfed this for the new game mode. I cannot think of any other possible
that
reason they could have done this.
So funny. Oh my gosh, that is exactly why they did it. Okay, if anyone is wondering what the change that Ven is talking about right now, it is that Duraludon's boosted auto attack has been nerfed for its max damage to wild Pokemon. It used to be 1800 damage, is now reduced to 1000 damage. Now, I have to agree with you. That has to be why they nerfed this move. That is hilarious.
Yeah, like statistically speaking, this will never to almost never impact its ability to do anything on Thea. So yeah. Like, I don't get it.
Imagine nerfing the tower in your tower defense mode. Unbelievable.
Technically speaking, the Dragon Pulse damage can affect your ability to secure like 5 HP rays or something. Like, okay. Doesn't fucking matter.
Sure. All right. Well, okay. It also received some other changes too. Flash Cannon getting a cooldown decrease. Dragon Pulse also getting a cooldown decrease. And Stealth Rock getting what Unite DB has decided to call a side grade. A cooldown to store ammo decreased from 12 to 8 seconds. Move speed
decreased. Eva, why is that called a side grade?
Because the move speed decrease intensity, I think, is less?
No, these are all buffs. I'm asking him why this is a side grade. This is just strictly better.
Oh, okay. Well, stealth rock buff. Let's go. Okay. I should be full buff. Oh, okay. Sounds good. Uh-oh. There's no errors in Unite DB. I'm going to Lake Loud Guy my chat. Okay. Duraludon, is this back? Is Duraludon here to flip and rip and make the world championships all about Rayquaza? Then?
As if they weren't already.
No. Okay. Well, let's not talk about that too. I honestly don't agree. But the Duraludon, do we think it is a viable pick again, or is it just
okay? So here's what you do: is you press your ult, and then you get imprisoned, and then you get one shot, and you're useless.
So no.
Or like you press your ult, and then something, and you're like, you know, you sit there and you charge your Dragon Pulse or whatever. And Inteleon just lines up a free snipe shot on you, and you lose 4,500 HP in a single instant. Oops, that's your entire health bar.
Shucks. Okay, so not a whole lot of faith in the asthma inhaler, huh? Okay. Wow, tell me how you really feel, Ben. Okay. Duraludon, still a Duraludon. A Duraludon for competitive. Very good, Evo. Very good. Okay, well, good stuff. All right, let's move on past Duraludon. Not much to talk about here. Good luck playing it in the very cool new tower defense mode. Or wave defense, I guess we should probably call it. Dragonite, yeah. Hyper Beam nerf. This is probably... Is this a revert to what it used to be?
I don't know. I don't think this does anything, to be honest. I don't think it matters.
Cool. Hyper Beam, now cooldown increase from 8 to 10 seconds. Sure. Maybe you get it off not as consistently twice in one little mini fight around a Reggie. We'll have to see. Okay, Dragonite, the slight change. Mamoswine! Okay, receiving a whole host of buffs. The passive, definitely going to be one of the biggest things, I think. Thick Fat, duration of defense / special defense increase and goal zone score speed decrease is now increased from 3 to 5 seconds, so a 2-second increase or a 40% time-wise increase. That's really, really strong. The stats itself also going bigger. Ice Fang buffed, Earthquake buff, and its Unite move getting a pretty solid buff. The throw increase from 1 to 1.5 seconds, and also you get it a little bit quicker. Is Mano
a top laner?
Is this a top laner? Is the Roomba going to top lane? Let's go!
Oh my god, like that's the question I'm asking myself, because most of these are very level scaling changes, right? Like
Ice
Fang, that's a lot of damage.
Ice Fang Earthquake, like genuinely could be a top laner, I think. Roomba has no secure, thus no. Okay, you know, I'm just wanting you to dream a little bit.
Yeah, Umbreon had no secure either. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, this is not Umbreon level, though.
Well, I know, but like I'm saying, like having no secure top lane is like you can play around it. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
As a defender, though, it's kind of sus.
It's a weird spot to be. I think a double defender comps, this is really good, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I think this could take a Blastoise style role.
Yeah.
To be that like second defender in those style compositions. You pair this with like an Eldegoss or something? My god.
Am I forefunding Mamo jungle?
I think that's a yes. We'll see you on ladder later. Alright. Mamo's live with these big increases. I think Ice Fang Earthquake is so fun. You put a weakness policy on this Pokemon, you're laughing all the way to the bank. I am personally very, very excited for that style of build. I hope everyone gets to try the new and improved Mamoswine. Look out for 00 Nation with that Pokemon, by the way. Sato, crazy Mamo player. We got to see in Unite Mike's Mayhem a lot.
Yeah, the passive extension is very, very impactful, especially because, again, like the refresh condition on the passive is dealing damage, like Evo was saying in the chat. So it's like, I don't know, this is a good Pokemon.
Yep.
Also, to clarify this, we have no idea when they did the second Wigglytuff change. For all we know, like this could have been in the game for like months and nobody ever noticed.
All right, I need to read the title for podcast listeners. So Wigglytuff has been changed in two ways. Sing has got buffed, its cooldown has gone down by 2 seconds. That is huge. But its Unite move, Starlit Recital, all caps, undocumented, possibly from previous weekly tough change. So who knows? Remaining value of shield converts at a rate of 50% to healing. Can someone smarter than me, Ven, you're the only one around, can you please explain what that means?
So you know how Cotton Guard works, right? Where after Cotton Guard's shield expires, you get healed for a percent of what's left?
Yes.
Yeah, Wigglytuff's ult does that. And it's probably done that for months. Nobody ever noticed.
Cool. All right, well, neat. I think Sing's pretty big. Do you think Wigglytuff could be a mainstay defender now?
I don't know. Like, it definitely has a lot of competition down there. The Sing buff is impactful for sure.
I think it's more of a thought in draft now, at the very
least. Yeah, like, it's definitely in the back of your mind. Like, it already had a niche as, like, a decent invade mon. Like, yeah. I guess you really loved it.
You put this with Mew or Espeon, and even A9 in path? Like, I think that's a sick combo. A9 Wigglytuff is a terrifying lane.
Although, yes, Eva is pointing out that, yeah, if you pick an Umbreon, your ult gets ulted and you are sad.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
So, don't do that.
Yeah, the great equalizer of Umbreon. It's terrifying. I watched in multiple games happen in the Japanese regional finals, and Umbreon just it was actually in winner's finals. An Umbreon just demolish a Blastoise and a Blissey. They would, like, combo those ults, and Umbreon just yoink, and they were gone. It was kind of crazy. Okay, we've been having a lot of patch talk. This is the final change, though. Well, in the Pokemon balancing. We're going to talk a little bit more about the game itself and stuff. But Goodra has gotten a lot of changes, and I am excited about this. I genuinely am. The ability of Gooey has been buffed, so attack speed reduction increased from 30 to 50%. It's pretty massive. Dragon Pulse has now got a cooldown buff. Power Whip slows the enemy a little bit more. Acid Spray also slows the enemy a little bit more. I think I'm reading that right. And then Unite Move Right as Rain has got the movement speed increased from 30% to 50%. So Goodra going to hustle a little bit more in the rain while they're singing that jaunty tune. I am excited about these changes. Do you share my sentiments, Ven? Or is Goodra a little yucky?
It's fun. It's definitely fun. You know, we did see a little bit of Goodra. Like, KTV played it. I don't remember that game. I don't think it went very well. There was, like, Team YouTube played it and, like, a bit of a invade thing. Like, it's definitely, like, a unique pick for sure, and this is, like, pushing it. It was on the edge of viability before, and this is definitely pushing it closer.
Yeah,
I personally am an enjoyer of bottom lane, defender EXP share Goodra with Dragon Pulse. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, for sure. And Power Whip, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure that Acid Spray is going to be worthwhile still. I think the move still is not good enough.
It feels like the lackluster part of Goodra for sure. Like, Muddy Water even feels a little more impactful because you could just pair it so well with Power, but Acid Spray still, like, little bit tricky.
I definitely think it's, like, you know, it's a Pokemon with a unique niche that may or may not be playable now for sure.
Okay. Oh, okay, interesting. Some cool stats coming in from Evo here. So, came down to a flip between LG and TTV for Goodra. But in the scrims with Asia teams, a 58% pick rate from Asian teams during this patch for scrims. So, wherever Evo's collecting that data, apparently Asia really enjoying the Goodra pick. Obviously, for good reason. This Pokemon seeming definitely more fun. At the very least, it just got a lot stronger on ladder. So, that's going to be a ton of fun, I think. That's going to be a ton of fun. All right. Well, that was our patch talk. Again, sorry, it was really long, but I think that is for a good benefit. Now, that isn't the only change that's been coming to Pokemon Unite, though. Obviously, it's anniversary time, and I actually, I know it's easy to kind of meme on this game and stuff like that. Unite is not a perfect game by any means. However, it's hard not to be a champion of Unite for me personally in anniversary time. I think all the spectacle they throw in is really cool. Lots of really amazing new holoware on the line. I mean, there's a Chandelure with balloons on its head. That's amazing. I can't wait.
I think it's Ring Toss, actually.
Yeah, it could be. I think it's personally up to anyone's perspective. But yes, I do think you're right. I think it is ring toss, which looks so fun. I love that idea. However, the big thing I want to talk about is Unite's newest PvE mode coming to the game in, well, it's been kind of called Tower Defense by the community. However, it's not really towers. It's more of a like wave defense. I think like more similar to like Call of Duty Zombies or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's more what we're looking at, where it's again, like in the PvE modes in the past, it's going to have varying degrees of difficulty from beginner all the way up to extreme. And yeah, you're just going to get more waves of Pokemon, and Paldean Pokemon are going to be in. Namely, you're going to be defending a Tinkaton, who's kind of your home base and also like the HP bar that you're trying to protect. So I personally am really, really excited for this game mode. Then I know you enjoyed Boss Rush for a little while there, at least when it was out. So how are you feeling about the onset of, it's called Panic Parade?
You know, I was a big Boss Rush enjoyer, and I'm mm-hmm. looking forward to trying it. I have not gotten the chance yet, obviously, you know, having gone to work, and I'll be...
Well, it's not in the game yet. I think it, like, technically releases on, like, late Thursday night, Friday, is when it enters the game.
I definitely am looking forward to that consuming my weekend, for sure.
Okay, sick. I can't wait. One of my favorite moments in the Unite community was the like 2 a.m. Boss Rush streams from, I guess, your team. Like watching Overlord and all them.
Otter, it was like Otter and Overlord mostly.
Uh-huh. Just no-lifing the PvE mode to try to find the absolute best clears and stuff. Like, that is so fun. And even if it just lasts like a couple days at maximum in terms of excitement, I think the game mode's really cool. I think having more casual options for players to enter into the game is fantastic. I know it's always an interesting choice, right? Because when you're looking at a game like Pokemon Unite, you are going after multiple audiences at the same time. You're trying to attract a mobile gaming audience, a MOBA audience, as well as just a general Pokemon audience. And you're definitely attracting the mobile and Pokemon audiences really well with a fun free-to-play game mode like this. So I'm excited for it. I'm going to be playing a ton of it. Actually, we might do something fun. Maybe Deucenex and I will cast some people playing it. Maybe we'll cast some wave defense games. I'm not too sure. It'll be a good time nonetheless. And also, even putting an amazing note in chat. Yes, the Panic Parade music is absolutely a bop. I am waiting on Glitch City to make sure she does a remix of that song as soon as she can. Because, yeah, it is a amazing, amazing song.
It's a banger for sure.
So I'm excited to be bopping to some Panic Parade. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean, also, Mewtwo's coming to the game. We'll talk more about Mewtwo when Mewtwo's actually in the game and playable, but in a couple of days, that will change, and Mewtwo X will be available. I know a lot of people are very trepidatious about another massive legendary Pokemon. We've been there. We've been hurt before, but...
I will put money on it being significantly less broken than Zacian. I will put money on it.
I'm right there with you. I think it's been on the PTS patch, okay? We've already had better steps taken than previous Pokemon. So I think we're in a better spot for sure. And listen, I'm a Mewtwo fan, okay? I'm a huge Mewtwo fan. I am so excited to see Mewtwo in the game. I really am. It's going to be cool. Oh, and yeah, this is one more thing from someone in chat saying, I don't know if y'all talk about leak stuff. We do. We tend to. But it's nice to see that they are putting team attention stuff and things like that into WCS in the game. Yeah, that's right. A bunch of leaks have showcased like things like team names and player names have been added to the game for some reason. We're not too sure. But at the very least, what we have tangible is we've seen like the WCS jersey, like as like a playable, as like a mm-hmm. player fashion choice, which is so cool. I mean, they did that for ACL. I think it was a huge hit. I'm so excited that it's going to be there for Worlds. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. This is something that, you know, this is a piece of feedback I provided to a lot of, the people that talked to me like during off season and stuff. I'm really, really excited to see it coming. Mm-hmm. I think that, I'm not just speaking in self-interest here, I promised. I think that if we especially could see, like, you know, some specific, like, luminosity or, like, Talon make it to Worlds. Oops.
Talented Orangutan. Make it to Worlds, yeah.
Orangutan.
Uh-huh. Peps.
Like,
Nouns.
Peps, yes. Nouns, like the big, like the big org. Well, nouns they won't do for reasons.
Yeah, crypto, something. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but like, you know, if they could like specifically put in stuff for the orgs, that would be a big step in attracting more orgs to Unite. That is the number one thing so many of the orgs we talked to in offseason talked about. Like, that would be such a huge step.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fusion Esports 00 Nation, like, please just put some support in the game for your orgs that are already here, and you will find more people wanting to join.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be really, really cool if it was possible. So I'm excited for the future of Unite. I know that like the people who come to Unite with a mostly esports background, like that's the direction that they're coming to this game. I understand that this probably feels like avalanche slow in terms of support for the esports scene inside the game. Coming from a Pokemon background and perspective, I cannot describe to you how quickly this game is moving to support the esports scene
compared
to any other Pokemon title. Now, I know that's not what everybody wants to hear. It's just, it's the fact of the matter is like the steps made by the Pokemon company and the Pokemon Company International to support the esports scene. I'm talking prize pools. I am talking in-game support for these kind of things, like promotions around the competition and world championships, in-game tournaments, things like that. Like, it really is, I mean, it really feels like Pokemon is putting Unite as like, this is our first try into like what the collective community would call esports. Like, we're gonna try this as our esports title. They've made some amazing steps with Go. I see Speediest Chief in the chat in like terms of team jerseys being represented and like even gamer tags being like, how they refer to players. Like, that's really cool. But
let me put this into perspective. If you did not know, like, if you were, like, just a casual viewer of VGC, would you even know that, like, Wolf Glick, for example, was a part of Beast Coast? Would you even know that? I don't know if you would.
Yeah, unless you specifically went and followed that player, because they're not allowed to wear Beast Coast merch, like,
exactly.
Backstage. So,
like, the fact that we were able to wear our jerseys for NAIC was wild.
Exactly. And I mean, immediately after that, too, I mean, Go was getting kind of the same treatment they have. And then even it's come to the point now where trading card game has even been able to do it, which is wild. So like, that is crazy scenes to me. That is like the biggest marketing arm of Pokemon in terms of competitive that they have ever had. So Pokemon sells a lot of cards. They sell a lot of cards, folks. So they allowing other brands to even share the screen for a little minute is a pretty big step forward. So basically, what I'm saying is, let's celebrate those little wins. We can definitely be pushing for more, but let's not, you know, burn down everything that we've built up in anger and rage online when things are happening. But I think the feedback has been great, and the fact that they're responding to the feedback with something like that UCS jersey in-game in year number two is a really cool spot. So I am, boy, am I ever excited for Worlds. I think it's going to be so, so fun. The teams are going that are all going and look amazing. We've been doing a lot of really fun VOD reviews on the channel. Then we got to get you in for one real soon. It's just scheduling. It's just been kind of a nightmare, but it's going okay. We've been having a lot of fun doing that. I'm excited to watch your team. Before we close out, though, Vin, I know you've been having a lot going on, but in terms of the team and Luminosity, you know, preparing for Worlds, how's that looked? Is NA scrimming a lot? Are you trying to scrim other regions? Are you scrimming mostly in NA? What's it looking like?
We've switched to mostly scrimming in NA because there's just no reason not to anymore.
Right. Makes sense.
Like, you know, like it's just beneficial for everyone involved. It's the best paying. It's oftentimes the best practice. You know, it's just really high quality practice overall. We kind of have been, you know, taking a bit chill because the patch was upcoming. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of reason to scrim last week. So, you know, this is definitely when the grind really starts, and then the grind will kick into another gear once the team is on their flights to Japan, for sure.
Awesome.
I personally will not be attending the World Championship in Japan for a wide variety of reasons. Just know that, like, at the end of the day, this was my choice.
Yeah,
like, I'm not, you know, like, that is the reason I'm not going. So, you know, I'm sorry to all those that wanted to meet me there, but it is what it is. But I, you know, I have full faith that the team will perform well, and that the boot camp will be exceptional.
Oh, I know it will. And I know you'll be helping from afar as well.
Yes.
Time zone management and stuff will be tricky, but let's face it, Ven, you are a gamer. You can handle the epic gamer hours, I am sure. It'll be really cool. Well, I think that's going to bring us to the end of our episode. Ven, do you have anything that you want to plug this week?
Shout out to Trainer LGC from Amaterasu. It is his birthday today. Happy birthday, Trainer.
Happy birthday, Trainer. My favorite Greninja in the whole world. I hope they know that.
And also keep your eyes out for things in the near future that I am legally not allowed to disclose, but it's really close, I promise.
Should we, like, can they keep their eyes anywhere specifically? Like, where will they be able to see this unforeclosed illegal activity?
they're probably the official Pokemon channel, I think.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Can't wait to watch or read, whatever it is.
Watch.
All right, great. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, in terms of Unite Mike's plugs, the typical obviously apply. If you're listening to this on a podcast platform, please rate that 5 stars. It helps more people find this show. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you comment down below on this episode. What was the biggest change in this patch? And what do you think is going to be the most impactful at a pro level? But also make sure to subscribe, like the video, all that good stuff. We do this every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern here on the Unite Mike's channel, or as many weeks as we can. And in terms of my personal plugs, of course, follow me at ZoinksCast on Twitter, and you can actually look out for something very cool from me from Pokemon.com very soon as well. You won't be able to watch it though. That's a hint. So I can't wait.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I know. I can't wait. It'll be a lot of fun. We are going to be signing off though.
I guess shout out to also the interview that Zoinks and I did that was on the
officially
on Esports Twitter a couple days ago.
Yeah, if you want to see Ven and Zoinks doing an interview in real life, go check it out on the Unite Esports Twitter. I interviewed Ven about what it's like to coach a team like Luminosity Gaming and just be a coach in the Unite stratosphere in itself. It was really fun. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely did it in one take. All right. One take, exactly. All right, like I said, that's going to be the end of our show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Next week, we're definitely going to be talking more in-depth about the teams headed to Worlds and setting the stage for the biggest tournament of Season 2. I cannot wait, and we'll see you all then. Until next time, have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.